welcome everyone to episode one of Assurance Consulting and Testing Solutions podcast. My name is John Seward, owner and operator of Assurance Consulting and Testing, and I welcome you to our podcast. Today, I was going to speak upon illegal and legal. And what I'm referring to, as many of you probably already figured out, is marijuana. You know, we are now in the age in which states are allowing for medical and recreational use of marijuana. And the question I pose is this: why, after so many years, are we saying that it is now legal to smoke? And I ask it because if someone wants to stand on a street corner or at home and sell marijuana for a living, they're not allowed to. But the government has now allowed themselves to sell marijuana. So please inform me, and because I don't understand how they are not the same. The only thing that I could come up with was the individual who wants to sell for a living is not paying taxes on the product in which he sells. So does that mean that the individual who decides that he wants to sell marijuana for a living could pay taxes on that marijuana and the government would allow it? Because in my eyes, that seems as though he's doing the exact same thing as what our state government's doing. For as much information as we might have concerning marijuana usage, I still am hesitant to say that it should be something in which should be legal. And here's why. If the government says that it's going to be legal, and we call the product medical marijuana, then why is it that we do not have medical professionals selling it? It boggles my mind to just say that you have something in which has medicinal purposes, yet you allow a common man that has no formal education as to what he is selling, other than the fact that he knows that he's going to make money off of it, to the general public. So if I walk in your store and you're selling a product in which maybe all you know about it is whether or not I'm going to get more blazed up on one product than another, then I don't understand the purpose other than the fact that the government's going to make a lot of money off that. I mean, that's the only thing I can understand. You know, they see that, hey, if the dealers are making this much money, why don't we get in the business and try and cut out the dealers? You know, so we can say all we want about how it brings medicinal purposes, and I'm not here to say that it's not. But what I'm here to say is, if that's the case, then I do believe that we need medical professionals that are overseeing these transactions concerning this medical product. So I ask that you all please message me your questions and your comments and any other topics that you might want to talk about. And I appreciate you listening to our first episode. And please tune in next time for Assurance Consulting and Testing Podcast. Thank you.